Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Gibbs Dube. Here are our top stories this evening. Lawyers representing 9 families facing eviction from a commercial farm now owned by an indigenous Zimbabwean are in the process of filing a court application seeking to block the new owner from evicting them.
In our closing submissions, we actually challenge Section 3 of the Gazetted Lands Consequential Provisions Act in that it only gives a mechanical way of seeking an eviction, which is actually contrary to the provisions of the Constitution.
Most Zimbabweans say they are now having a meal a day due to the current harsh economic situation in the country.
People that go for credit, someone is borrowing money somewhere there and then failing to repay in order to survive. So the situation is so tight. So it's a serious situation. Even that government is failing to raise money for civil servants.
And the MTC faction led by Tendai Biti dismisses as a non-event an amnesty declared by Moken Tsvangirai. Stay tuned for more details. Lawyers representing 9 families facing eviction from a commercial farm now owned by an indigenous Zimbabwean are in the process of filing a court application seeking to block the new owner from evicting them. Attorney Kenny Masia of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights says the 40 individuals, including an 8-year-old man who used to work at the Wakefield farm, have nowhere to go. Masia says they were given 45 days last week to leave the farm or face 6 months in jail if they did not find an alternative land to resettle. The farm, which was owned by Kenneth Bartholomew, is now under Felix and Flores Pambukai. Masia speaks to Studio 7 about the fate of the former farm workers.
We are going to appeal against the judgment. And we thought that maybe, you know, the court would actually find favor in our argument, because our argument was quite clear that we were not owners of the land and we could not be deemed to be former occupiers or former owners. Because after the land was gazetted, we then worked for the current owner, meaning to say that we could no longer be differentiated as defined as former owners or former occupiers, because we are current owners and current occupiers. In fact, we are current occupiers of that land due to the relationship, the work relationship that existed between the clients and the complainant, of which the court actually then found its way and actually ruled otherwise.
Now we see that among these affected people is an 86-year-old man. Now tell us a bit about this man. Where is he going to go if this case is lost in the courts?
Well, yes, those were actually, you know, the grounds of which we thought maybe the court would actually find favor. Because in our closing submissions, we actually challenged the Section 3 of the Gazetted Lands Consequential Provisions Act, in that it only gives a mechanical way of seeking an eviction, which is actually contrary to the provisions of the Constitution. Basically, the section on the right to shelter, which actually says that no one shall be evicted without a court order, a court which would have, you know, looked at all relevant circumstances pertaining to the case. So now, in this case, all relevant circumstances were not actually taken aboard by the court, and basically, in itself, the ruling actually contravenes Section 24 of the Constitution. So when we are going to appeal, we're actually then going to put this case before the Constitutional Court to actually determine these issues that were decided by this lower court.
That was Kenny Masia of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights speaking with Studio 7 from Harare.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America.
Most Zimbabweans say they are now having a meal a day due to the harsh economic situation in the country, worsened by lack of foreign direct investment. The majority of people say they are surviving by the grace of God, as they have resorted to selling various wares to make a living. Today we speak to former freedom fighter, retired Major Victor Mkwananzi, known during the liberation struggle of the 1970s as Zanzo Chuma. He says life is tough in Zimbabwe.
You can't tell exactly the surviving by this. It's all God. So people, mostly they are going outside the country, smuggling everything in order to keep them to survive. That's what they do. Even they go for hair saloons, but that saloon, after 1 month, 3 months, you see they are closed. because they are not affording to pay rent. So people are going for credit, because someone is borrowing money somewhere there and then failing to repay in order to survive. So the situation is so tight. Even those farmers, for example, last year, the ton of maize was costing 378, and then the government say it's going for 390. So it is $12 increment, but he's not buying that maize. So the private buyers, they come and then they buy with the 250 and the 300. So that person, because there's nothing I can do, to go for that 250 in order to survive. So it's just a serious situation. Even that government is failing to raise money for civil servants, you know about that. There is no money. There is no work. So it's a big, big problem. All God, that's why we're surviving. That's God that knows how to keep us alive. So it's a big problem. There is no money in the country. It's a big problem. That's why even now government say all vendors, because people now are vendors. There's no business. Everybody is a vendor now in order to survive. So now they say all vendors must pay tax, because they know that people now are on the streets.
Now, looking at the status of war veterans, you're one of the former ZIPRA combatants. Tell us, really, how much money do you get a month? And is that money enough to buy food and other items?
No, definitely it's not enough, because it's 180. It's definitely it's not enough. There's nothing. So you are surviving as other people. And then, of course, another problem there is war veterans for school fees for children. Then you are, of course, paying good time. But the second term, third term is a big problem. For this year, of course, the second term we've got it. But last year, we got only for first term. Second, third, we didn't get it there. Honestly, that is the truth.
So what happens on a daily basis, really? What happens from the day you get the money up to the end of the month?
That money that in town, maybe it's for the rent. For food, you are just surviving as people. We are doing that vending. If you are farming, you sell that in at low prices in order to keep you alive, in order to survive. That is a big problem.
So what do you do exactly in order to supplement that kind of income? What do you do?
Yeah, it depends individually. Me, I'm a farmer and I'm a dressmaker. That's how I survive. So other people, maybe are going to get some contrary jobs. Maybe someone say, I want some to build my house, this one, and someone, they give you many jobs to survive.
That was former freedom fighter, retired Major Victor Mkwananzi, speaking to Studio 7 from Bulawayo. The government still maintains that all is well in the country, with the economy set to register a 6% growth this year. Independent economists put the growth projections at less than 3% as more companies continue shutting down due to liquidity constraints. The MTC faction led by Tendai Biti has dismissed as a non-event an amnesty declared by Moken Tsvangirai for giving all those who left the party to form some other MTC formations. The MTC renewal team says these calls are an attempt by the former prime minister to legitimize his own formation, which they left claiming that he is a detector. Sam Sipepankomo of the MTCT renewal team says they will stick to their formation, which is more democratic than Tsvangirai's party.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
And in this segment, we look at what is happening in the social media sphere. Reporter Tatenda Kumbo has more details.
Gibbs, it seems women step up to provide care for their aging parents more than twice as often as men, a new study has found. The new research found that in families with children of both sexes, the gender of the child is the single biggest factor in determining who will provide care for aging parents. Daughters will increase the time they spend with elderly parents to compensate for sons who reduce theirs, effectively ceding the responsibility to their sisters. A U.S. man living in the state of Virginia with the last name Stoner is facing drug charges after police found more than $10,000 worth of marijuana plants at his home. The Orange County Sheriff's Office says 42-year-old Paul Scott Stoner of Unionville is charged with growing marijuana and having a firearm while in possession of more than a pound of marijuana. Authorities say they found the weed and other drug paraphernalia last week in a search. Now back to you, Gibbs.
Thanks very much, Tatenda Kumbo. Have a lovely weekend. It's now time for the Women's Forum.
Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women, hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today on the Women's Forum, we are lucky to have with us the director of the Zimbabwe Women's Lawyers Association, Chiedza Simbo, who will be telling us about some of the legal recourse that women can follow that are tailored towards assisting women.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your organization. What programs do you have in place, especially for women?
The Zimbabwe Women Lawyers Association is an organization of lawyers who defend, dialogue, and develop on women and children's rights. So on a daily basis, we represent women. We give women legal representation for free. We dialogue on women issues, the women that affect women, especially the indigent women. And then we partner with various organizations to push for law reform and for the development of their rights. So on a daily basis, if you're a woman, especially on family law issues, you can come to our offices with such issues like maintenance issues, marriage problems, divorce, inheritance problems, property grabbing issues. You can come to our offices and then we offer our services for free.
For those women that would like to utilize your services, where do they find you?
We are found across the country, but offhand we are in Harare. You can find us at number 75 Avenue, and then you can also find us in Blawayo, and then various offices across the country. So you can phone our offices in Harare to inquire where exactly we are found, and then you'll be able to be directed likewise.
What are some of the issues that you've been seeing of late affecting many women that you'd like maybe to highlight so that some women out there who may be facing similar issues can actually come to your offices and get some assistance?
That there's so much violence against women. Women are violated, especially in marriage. So we find women being beaten, verbally assaulted. There's also economic abuse within the households, and we've seen women come for protection orders against their spouses, boyfriends, or perhaps even relatives who are assaulting them at home. And also, we've just seen a rise in child marriages. We've seen women who come to us to get assistance, but in fact, they are married at a very early age when they are in fact children, according to the law. And this has been a very particular issue for us. We've also seen a rise in rape cases. So much rape cases are being reported now, and we've been representing women who are being abused in that manner.
What kind of documentation would the women that need to use your services bring to your offices for you to assist them?
Without documentation, because we have to ascertain the kind of case that pertains to you, and then you'll be advised if there's any need for documentation that you then need to bring back to us to say this is what you want. But for starters, you can just, you know, come with your ID, get some advice, and then we can tell you to go back and get some evidence or whatever you might need to do. But if you want a protection order, you can just come and then we'll be able to draft the protection order.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Ms. Chiedza Simbo, for having been our guest on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you so much.
That was the director of the Zimbabwe Women's Lawyers Association, Chiedza Simbo, speaking to us on the Women's Forum. The Women's Forum was hosted by Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.
Thanks very much, Marvelous. And finally today, we have a special guest, singer Sima.
I am an R&B and soul songwriter and singer. I'm based here in South Africa. I relocated from Zimbabwe in 2000. I just recorded my first single, I Had Enough, was Galawa Jazmi. I'm a very friendly person and an observer. Actually, like concerning my music, I observe how people do things. People surround me, I observe how they react, like in bad or in good ways. And I do observe what people like and don't like, and when I write my music about that.
And what type of music do you actually produce and, sing?
Okay, I do R&B and soul. I write my own lyrics.
What inspires you to write these lyrics?
Okay, like
especially for my first album, I'm being inspired by things that happen to women. Like my first single, Head Enough, it's about a woman who was head enough in her marriage. She was being abused by the husband. My music actually is about abuse, woman abuse and drug abuse mainly, falling in and out of love, things I wish could happen in relationships, and things I wish cannot happen in relationships so that people always be happy.
And this particular single that you produced, what is it titled?
Head Enough.
What's the meaning of that?
Okay, Head Enough, it's about a woman who has had enough in her marriage. She's been abused by the husband. The husband was cheating on her. The husband was lying to her and beating her up. And the husband sometimes could not make love to her. And it's in a marriage. So she got fed up, and she thought the best thing was to leave the husband.
What made you to go for that one?
Okay, it's like I was scrutinizing what happens in divorces, especially when a woman files for a divorce. I wanted to know what actually causes the woman to divorce the husband. And I've been asking around and seeing people. I mean, most of them told me that the husbands were cheating on them. Some were saying they were being physically abused. And I realized that there's a lot of emotional and physical abuse in marriages, not only for women. Like men, sometimes there are men that are being abused by their wives and by their girlfriends. So I thought that maybe if a person leaves that relationship, they can easily move on with their life.
Now, what is next for you? What are you doing right now?
Okay, I'm working on my album with 12 songs. With Galawa, Jasmine.
Okay, so...
My producer is a pop star.
Uh-huh. So what are you looking at? What are you producing, really?
I'm producing the same soul R&B songs. Like 10 of the songs are in English and 2 songs are in Zulu. It's the same thing, falling in and out of love. And then the 14th song is about a party, like people that are being happy and dancing in a party.
Give us a
things
bit.
Things that happen
yes.
in everyday life.
Uh-huh. Give us a bit of one of the songs, right?
Okay. This one also is about a woman who want to leave the husband, mm-hmm. who's regretting why she got married to this man.
Go ahead.
I wish I knew. Okay. If only I had known you will change after marrying me. I wasn't gonna marry you at all. And if only I had known you will lock me inside my house, I wasn't gonna stay with you. No, no, no. That's a bit of it.
That sounds good. That sounds good, really. Do you have any message for your fans?
If you want to do something in life, you mustn't give up. The time is going to come. If there's a bend on the road, it doesn't mean it's the end of the road. The bend in the road is not the end of the road, really. You must just hang on to your dream and pursue your dream. Something there is going to happen. Keep on pushing until something happens. I have had enough that I'm living, had enough that I'm going. I have had enough that I'm living, getting my box off here. You never treated me like a woman, never treated me like a lady. You never treated me like your wife, no, your lover. You never treated me like your woman, never treated me like a lady. You never treated me like your wife. You're the bed may I'm three. You're the chair on me and four. Ready to make love to me. One, you used to tell me lies. Two, you're the bed may I'm three. You're the chair on me and ready to make love to me.
Thanks very much, Sima, and we wish you good luck. Now to recap today's top stories. Lawyers representing 9 families facing eviction from a commercial farm now owned by an indigenous Zimbabwean are in the process of filing a court application seeking to block the new owner from evicting them. Most Zimbabweans say they are now having a meal a day due to the harsh economic environment in the country. And the MTC faction led by Tendai Biti dismisses as a non-event an amnesty declared by Mokgweng Tsvangirai. That's our broadcast this evening. Good night, Zimbabwe.